Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. A person's been taken to Cairns Hospital in a serious condition after a rubbish truck rollover on the Kennedy Highway in the Caranda Range. Emergency services attended the crash at just after 9:30 this morning. Stephen Miles is doubling down on his criticism of social media, displaying violent videos involving teens fighting, driving stolen cars and goading police. The Queensland Premier says these videos have been fueling further the bad behaviour.
Well, social media is a massive part of what's going on here. They egg each other on. The videos teach each other how to commit crimes and how to ram police cars or ambulances. We need to change the culture. I think that the social media companies have a responsibility too.
As the search for Senior Constable Scott Duff continues today, police are reminding the public to check dash cams and CCTV. The 50-year-old was last seen on Slipper Street in Edmonton midday Monday, sparking a large-scale police search, including the Tactical Crime Squad, SES, dirt bike, drones and the 510 rescue helicopter. Superintendent Monique Ralph says Constable Duff is a highly valued member of the QPS and the disappearance is out of character.
Scott's disappearance is obviously impacting a lot of us, as I said, including the community, and we're extremely grateful for the support.
A new flu vaccine is being made available for the first time in Australia. The cell-based flu vaccine has an advantage over traditional flu vaccines by better matching viruses that are actually circulating in the community. Immunologist Dr. Julianne Bayliss says there's a few misconceptions about the flu jab.
You can't get the flu from a flu vaccine. None of the flu vaccines that are available in Australia contain the flu virus in its entirety.
The Cairns and Hinterland Health Service has reported 876 flu cases so far this year, 93 this month alone. And taking a quick look at sport ahead of the NBL free agency period next week, the Cairns Taipans have retained Sam Wartenberg, the Kiwi signing another one-year contract, committing him to the 24-25 season with the Snakes.